A few years before I came, they were terribly secretive people. They were so secretive that if anybody went into their room, they'd down their tools and sit there with folded arms and glower at them, and they wouldn't let anybody see them paint or gild or do anything. But they were terribly open with me. I got an insight into the craftsmanship that they had, which was phenomenal.
Chrysanthemums. Now, that was one that was really hard to make, because, well, you know how many petals there are in a chrysanthemum? There must have been 300. Each petal was moulded on a mould, but each one had to be fitted. I mean, that was a feat. You only had to lose one and it would be started again.
The Golden Eagle ranged from about 144 pieces to 160-odd, and every one was so different because you just used feathers to cover joins. So every one was like a new model.
When we'd finished our work, we had to put our little mark on the bottom. Everyone had a mark. My first mark when I went there was J for Jones. It had to be in red.
I think the Queen was the worst, Queen Elizabeth, because she had her orb in her one hand and her sceptre in the other. And you had to keep your eye on the orb and the sceptre, because the sceptre, if you touch it with your thumb, which I have done, it'd snap off.
The gilders were incredibly detailed in their craftsmanship, and you could stand by a gilder ready to ask him a question. He wouldn't even know you were there.
In learning to gild, they couldn't let you have gold to practice with because it was too expensive. So you used the red colour, and you started to mix that every morning, and then you started with the different sort of strokes.
Any gold you put on is flat. So to make a raised gold effect, you use what we call raised paste, which is an enamel paste. Those oils are evaporating all the time. So you're playing with that colour all day long to keep it the consistency you wanted. And that is the experience, really. You can't teach somebody that. That only comes with experience, you know, by looking and feeling.
There was never any glory attached to the art of engraving. All the glory went to the hand painters. They were ton upon ton of the most remarkable work done by unheralded men.
It was a highly skilled job and prestigious, of course. And it's a thing which will never happen again. People's ways of eating and drinking and living have changed. And some people probably still have the table with us spread with all the cups and saucers and plates and dishes, but most people don't. And well, when you can buy a dinner set for £25 and give another one free, how can you compete?